Now, the Church of England's General Synod in York finished earlier this week, and during it, they backed a motion calling for a ban on the practice of conversion therapy aimed at altering sexual orientation, often known as gay conversion therapy. The vast majority of bodies that register counsellors and therapists, including the Association of Christian Counsellors, do not think it should be available. Many charities and organisations offering counselling have faith connections, such as Willow's Counselling Service based in Swindon. They've been running for over 25 years and are members of the Association of Christian Counsellors, which means they do not offer any sort of conversion therapy. You don't have to be religious to visit or volunteer at the centre, though. They say it's a Christian ethos. BBC Watch's Sophie Parker went along to an open day to find out more about it all.
Just about to go into one of the rooms now. Room 5.
Close the door. Hi, my name is Tanya Orr, and I'm the Executive Director of the Willows Counselling in Old Town in Prospect Place. We are an agency who provide counselling at a very professional level, and we are qualified and accredited and on registers as is required. But we do believe that at the centre of, and really why we do what we do, is our Christian faith. So the people who set Willows up and the people who really lead and run Willows are Christians. But we have many counsellors here who don't have a Christian faith, and some who don't have any faith either. And that's absolutely fine, because we believe, we ask people to work to our ethos, which is very much about valuing people for who they are. We see everyone as uniquely created by God as individuals, and therefore there's no judgment on them. We believe that grace is really important, just to recognize that we all make mistakes, we all get things wrong, our life impacts us in different ways, and we all make bad choices at different times, and things happen to us. And so we want to treat people with respect from the very moment they phone us or they come to the door. We offer them a cup of tea or coffee. We're really, you know, we're, the rooms aren't institutional, as you've seen, and we believe it's all about relationship. And so that's really the core of what we believe. And so we don't bring out the Bible in counselling, or we don't do anything like that. We just want to be real and just, we believe, show the love of Jesus in how we work.
And why is counselling important in Christianity?
Well, again, because life is stressful, and even back in the Old Testament, we've got people like Deborah, who was one of the judges in Israel, and she was someone who people came and talked to and asked their questions to, and she, if you like, counseled them. And she was able to support people and encourage people. And all the way through the Bible and all the way through history, we can see people who were Christians, not just religious leaders, but, you know, priests, but people who are sort of helping others, coming alongside people. They can just show God's love through that. And so counselling has become more professional over the years, as I think it should have, but also it's about just showing caring for people.
The Church of England backed a motion which essentially condemned something often known as gay conversion therapy. Now, that's something that the association you're part of Christian Counsellors also doesn't recognise, and same as lots of other bodies. As someone in this profession, what's going on there?
For us as counsellors in an agency, it's probably a lot easier than many counsellors who, particularly Christian counsellors, who operate out of a church setting and would have pastoral care and counselling. So for us in Willows, we've always been against conversion or reparative therapy, because we believe, one, it's judgmental, two, it's not appropriate for us to say to anybody else what their sexual identity is, or to, you know, to impose our belief on that. And that's completely, to do that would be completely against our, we have codes of ethics and practice, and one of the key things in it is called client autonomy. And so the client has to be, if you like, in charge of their own journey and their own life. And so all our role as counsellors is to help them to explore their issues and for them to make their own decisions. But there are, I guess, if you think about Christianity, it's a really broad term. And there, you know, you talk about people who have a very fundamental evangelical literal faith, to people who are much more kind of liberal, I suppose, from one end of the spectrum to the other. So people who are more liberal, this will be almost like, why are we even talking about this? It's not, you know, we should, of course, ban reparative and conversion therapy. But for people who genuinely believe that to be gay is sinful, then this is a big issue for them. Now, as I say, we, you know, being in an agency, it's not an issue for us at all. And we would 100%, we were delighted when our agency banned it. There's what's called an article of memorandum that a number of public bodies and counselling agencies have signed. And Association was one of the first to sign that. So we're pleased about that.
That was Tanya Orr from the Willow Counselling Service in Swindon.